I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Deadbeat husbands, horrible bosses, unplanned pregnancies, those are just a few of the topics written about in a recently rediscovered chest found in the Netherlands containing hundreds of late 17th century letters. Now, a researcher at Yale is examining this postal treasure trove, which is packed with all sorts of historical artifacts. Before we hear about how scholars stumbled upon a case filled with 2,600 letters that are over 300 years old, let's take a listen to one letter.
So this letter was written by a woman to her husband.
That's Rebecca Arendt of Yale University.
Her husband was a dancing master working in Leiden, and she was fed up with him because apparently his business wasn't so good. So he kept writing to her back home in France and asking for money.
The letter writer was absolutely frustrated, Arendt says, with his being kind of a loafer, a no-good guy.
And she signs off her letter by saying, "It is not for you to ask for anything. Enfin, my dear husband, despite all your faults, I am, nevertheless, with respect, your very affectionate wife, Jean Le Cloutier." She actually crosses out the word wife. So she says, "I am your very affectionate wife no longer," and then closes by saying, "I wish you better health than that which you intend for me. I am very well disposed."
That letter, along with hundreds more, are part of a project called Signed, Sealed, and Undelivered. It's a collaboration of historians, a cryptographer, and other academics from the U.S. and abroad who are examining a cask of letters found in a museum in The Hague preserved by a 17th century postmaster in the Netherlands.
His name was Simon de Voyem. He was better known as Simon de Brienne.
Brienne and his postal team, which included his wife, managed all the mail to and from France, the southern Netherlands, Spain, and portions of Italy. And Arendt says Brienne was neurotic in his record-keeping. Undelivered letters were marked with a specific reason why they weren't delivered, like someone refused delivery or died, but Brienne didn't throw those letters out. He held on to them in the hopes that one day someone would eventually show up and pay him for keeping the letters around.
So you have letters from nobility, from ambassadors, but also from people who were illiterate and had to actually hire letter writers.
Arendt, who studies music history at Yale, says she's particularly interested in another rare correspondence from the time, letters between musicians. And the chest contains hundreds more unedited, uncensored experiences of everyday life. Arendt says the collection is also a remarkable window into the history of language. Most of the letters were written in French, spelled phonetically, using lots of local dialects.
But there are also letters in Dutch, there are letters in Danish, there are letters in Italian, in Latin, in Spanish.
The physical paper also tells another story, particularly when it comes to how letters were packaged for shipping. Arendt explains.
For the most part, especially because paper was very expensive at the time, you would take your sheet of paper and then you would very carefully fold it so that it could become its own sending device.
It's an art that's been dubbed letter locking, and some of these locks are extremely elaborate, featuring multiple seals and slices of paper that fed back through holes cut into the mailing to keep the letter secure.
We have found already about 30-some ways of folding letters in this collection, which demonstrates the extent to which people found privacy important.
Historians also just don't have a lot of these locked letters in their natural state. For ages, historians would always open them, unfold them, and put them into books. So Arendt says for the 600 or so letters that remain unopened in the chest of Simon de Brienne, there are no plans to physically open them up. Instead, historians will turn to science.
Using a technique called X-ray microtomography.
That's because the ink used in the letters contains iron, which shows up in X-rays. The signed, sealed, and undelivered team also plans to scan the letters so they're digitally available to the public. Arendt says in the meantime, she's got years and years of letters to pore through. Really great story, she says, that will broaden our view of what it was like to live as an everyday person 300 years ago. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.